This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Dunedin Fringe, we know and love Fringe so much, don't we? And we want to do everything we can to support Fringe in our community. They've launched a recent initiative, Fridays for Fringe. And hey, it's Friday, so we thought we'd catch up with Ruth Harvey, co-director of Dunedin Fringe, who joins us here in the studio. Morena, good to have you with us, Ruth.
Morena, Jeff, thanks for having me.
Fridays for Fringe. I guess every day of the week's for Fringe, right? But why Fridays?
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, we just love a little bit of alliteration at Fringe. So when we were thinking about how we would do something cute to encourage people to support Dunedin Fringe Festival 2024, we thought let's just roll out some alliteration and go for Fridays for Fringe.
Now, you know, the naive person might think that fringe festivals just sort of come together in the last couple of months before we get to see and enjoy them, but that's not the case. It's a year-round process, isn't
it? Yeah.
And it takes a huge effort, much of it a volunteer effort. But also, you know, these things come with expenses. You think about, you know, venues, for example. You think about all the staff that are working to coordinate the event. You think about what the Fringe might be able to offer artists involved and engaged with the festival, and it all starts to add up a bit. And so from that point of view, the community's support in terms of what it could do for Fringe financially is really integral, right?
Yes, that's right. I think, you know, you really hit the nail on the head in your description of Fringe and what goes into to it there. It is a very community driven effort. We have our artists, we have our collaborating venues, we have all our supporters and sponsors and funders, and we have all of our audience. So same goes with funding, really. It comes from the money that it takes to put on such a big festival. It's 11 days, but as you say, it's a year-round effort to actually pull it off. You know, the sources of that funding really needs to come from all sorts of different places. And no doubt you're all aware that, you know, times are tough out there. COVID funding has come to an end, but the demand for support for funding is probably even greater than before. And we're finding a lot of funders are partially funding, so it feels like a real squeeze at the moment, and that means that we have to be creative about how we find the rest of the money that's needed to pull off a festival like this. And you know, if our community is invested in this beautiful, diverse, richly varied kind of festival, I think we need to show our support in all sorts of different ways, and that includes giving.
You launched Fridays for Fringe last week, I think. Is that
right?
That's
right, yeah.
And immediately you had a response.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we were so grateful. We raised over $1,200 in just a couple of hours, really, just from all parts of the community, people just showing their love for what Fringe does. Our friends at WOOF, Josh Thomas there is a former director of Fringe. They did a really sweet shout out on social media for us, encouraging their supporters to give. So we've been really humbled by the outpouring of love for Fringe. And it's Friday, so today is your chance to jump on board and show us some love too.
So you strike on something really interesting and powerful there, and that is the potential for people not only to donate themselves, but if they're part of an organisation or even individually, if they want to share this news and share the idea of supporting the Fringe, that can have great results, right? You know, there's, you know, I think all the friends of WOOF, for example, there are thousands of them.
Yeah.
And no doubt there are other organisations out there that could perhaps lend a hand by keeping an eye out on your socials and sharing those.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you think about community, it's a rich tapestry of connections, right? And, you know, even if you're not in a position to give, and we understand that many people aren't, there are ways that you can support, and you've just highlighted a really important one, which is getting that ripple effect of spreading the word about the need and why Fringe is important to this community, to our artists, to our venues, to our audiences. Like, think about COVID and how we were locked away. What did we turn to? We turned to music and drawing and TV and reading and all of that. And that is what our artists bring to our communities, and we need to foster that. So if you see, if you follow us on social media, we're on Dunedin Fringe Festival is on Facebook and Instagram. Some great content coming out. We'll be sharing some more today. And awesome, like, local and national artists sharing their message about why Dunedin Fringe is important. We had the wonderful Di Henwood record us a little video, which was really sweet. And today we're sharing Maria Colombo from the Late Bloomers Theatre Collective. So, it's anything that you can do, just liking and sharing and spreading the word really makes a difference.
And a little goes a long way as well. I mean, you're used to making a little go a long way, aren't you, yep, with Fringe? And that's the other thing to bear in mind, that, you know, you've talked often about the accessibility factor for Fringe. And so, you know, one response to that, to financial stress, might be to up ticket prices and so forth. But then, you know, that's counterproductive, right? You still want to keep the festival experience itself affordable.
Absolutely. Accessibility and affordability are hugely important to the Fringe. We just believe that art is for everybody, and that everybody has a right to express themselves creatively, and everybody has a right to connect to other people and experience their perspectives as an audience member in a way that is affordable. And Dunedin Fringe goes from free events to, you know, we're usually around 15 to 25 max in our ticket prices. You can see, like, some of New Zealand's most famous comedians perform in our festival for $15. I mean, that's just amazing. So, you know, when it comes to giving, I like to say, and of course I'm not the only one who says this, but every dollar counts. And, you know, if you're able to spend $5 on a flat white at a local cafe, maybe you can donate $5 to Fringe, and $5 really legit goes a long way. And it shows us the love. It shows us that this art experience, this cultural expression that takes over Ōtiputi in March is valuable to this community.
What are the ways we can make those donations?
Great question. So you can go to our socials, and there will be links on there to donate. But you can also go to our website and go to our little menu, and there's a page called Support Us. And that's where you can find the little button that you click on that will take you to our donation page. The good news is we're doing this fundraising campaign all ourselves, so there's no third-party platform. So 100% of your gift supports Dunedin Fringe.
All right. Well, hopefully your hearts are warmed and opened by this on a glorious day in Ōtiputi on this Friday. Fridays for Fringe. And by the way, if you want to make a donation tomorrow, you can do that too.
Absolutely. Any day of the week, friends. Any day of the week.
Right. Just while you're here, Ruth, where are we at with prep for Fringe 24?
Oh, great question. So registrations are currently open. We're looking at this point, we've got about 60 different events and shows registered. Registrations close in the middle of December. So we're looking at a festival that's probably similar size to last year. Lots of grant applications, so that's part of what we're raising money for, is to be able to directly give financial support to the amazing artists who are wanting to present in the festival, and that includes Pacifica, Māori, and general artist grants. And we're assembling our team of very talented people that pull off a festival of this size. You know, they are integral. That is basically the biggest, when you're supporting Fringe, you're supporting the creatives who are making this festival happen behind the scenes, and they are engaged as artists as well. So it's awesome to see their talent being used to bring this joyful experience to the city.
All right, so there's still time to register. There's still time to ask a few questions of the Fringe team if you at all want to know something about the process of registration and how your event might be supported, and discussion around venues and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Get in touch. And where can we find you physically in the city?
Yeah, so we're in the DCC building, actually. We're in the ground floor there. Our street address is 19 George Street. Basically, look for all the fun things in the window. We've got posters, all sorts of gig posters. We've got cute little gold and silver garlands all over our office. So we're pretty hard to miss. And we're always people are always welcome to drop in and have a chat with us.
Ruth Harvey, co-director of Dunedin Fringe, thanks for popping over. Nice to see you here just across the road from us now, which is just so wonderful. All the very best with this campaign and indeed all of the other preparations for Fringe 24.
Thank you so much, Chef.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.